Welcome to the Raw Food Health Empowerment Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Salmon, Certified Integrative Nutrition Coach and Brain Health Licensed Trainer. And today we're talking about this concept that I hear from folks. I've tried everything and nothing has worked for me when it comes to weight loss. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about my journey because I think a lot of this has to do with understanding our bodies and how our bodies work, and we're not aware. Like, we will read certain things and see certain things and think, oh, that should work for me, let me try that, and then it doesn't work, and then we start to think, oh, it will never happen for me, something is wrong with me, I'm not able to stick to a thing. If you're not able to stick to something, then it could be something wrong with the actual thing, right? Because we're looking for lifestyle changes that are sustainable, right? Not to get like a quick result and you can't maintain it and then you end up relapsing or falling into an unhealthy position with your body. That's not the goal. So when it comes to weight loss, when you're on a weight loss journey, for me in particular, I went vegan, right, to avoid type 2 diabetes. And I gained weight. I gained 20 pounds. But I knew, because of my upbringing, my mom always was like, eat vegetables. And I never liked vegetables. I knew that adamantly about myself because of that whole dynamic at home with my mom. Her wanting me to eat vegetables, me not eating vegetables or masking it with the meat just to get it down and get it off the plate. But I had a come to Jesus moment basically when I got to 140 and I was like, nah, I'm not doing beyond this because I just don't want to, right? And raw foods just seemed really exciting to me at the time. You have all this vibrant color fruit, eat all you want because it's water rich, fiber rich. That's appealing to me. Eat all I want. I love that. And specifically, I just knew that I had to get the vegetables in order to lose the weight. And so because of that, I went on this whole green smoothie thing. I started with green smoothies. I started to incorporate more salads. And I was picking up different ideas from Cafe Gratitude and some of the raw recipe books that I was borrowing from the library. And it was working. It worked. And it continued to work for me. So I had those quick wins. But if you're on a journey where what you're trying is not working, best believe this is why when I got certified in coaching, in nutrition coaching, specifically integrative nutrition coaching, we learned over 100 different dietary theories because all of these theories work for somebody. They don't work for everybody. Some we know by the evidence right now that they're really dangerous, okay? And they have consequences, which is why I don't steer my clients in those directions. However, there are lessons to be learned by even all of these failed models, we'll just call them, right? People come up with these ideas, they work for a group of people, they don't work for others, or we find out in long term that they're actually quite damaging, but there's lessons learned from each of these models, right? The Atkins, the Paleo, the autoimmune diet, what else is out there? All the things, right? All the diets that are out there, we learn from each one of them. One of the major things you learn is that chemicals are no good. I can't recall any diet that's, eat processed food. I think everybody's on the same page that should be the main and first thing to go. Regarding processed foods, if you're trying to get off processed foods, I actually did a training around this, a few trainings on this for the VIPs in my 21-day New Year Meal Prep Challenge, which you can register for and watch the recordings if you sign up at the VIP level. I'll make sure there's a link in the description below. We talked about the 6 brain types of addicts and how to support the addict brain to help you stay on track with healthy eating, how to prevent relapse, and how to like stay on track and not quote unquote fall off the wagon, which I hear people say all the time, and how to combat cravings. That might be worth your while. You can watch those resources in the 21-day New Year Meal Prep Challenge at the VIP level. Besides that, in my community, hypertension is a huge issue, and which is really driven by high salt consumption, where's that high salt coming from? Even if you remove the processed foods, the chicken is beefed up with so much salt in order for the grocery stores or the manufacturers to make more money because they're being sold by weight, the chicken. So we know this from Dr. Greger's book, How Not to Die. He has a whole chapter on hypertension. I would say that would be the next thing to remove is meat products. Most of them are carcinogenic, they're cancer-causing. And then when we talk about fish, watch the Netflix documentary, Seaspiracy. The fish have DDT, has microplastics, right? All of these are endocrine disruptors. There's no healthy food there in the meat, okay? And eggs, again, with the cholesterol. We know this from studies. Ultimately, if you feel like you've tried everything on your weight loss journey and nothing has worked, that's why we need to jump on a coaching call, because there's probably some things you haven't looked at yet, some other things that you can try. This is why I love my 6-month coaching container, because we have the time and space to try things, see what works, and maximize and double down on what does work. Like I said, there's all of these things, and I keep my eye on the pulse of all of this because I'm always looking for what's the easiest and quickest route to the goal for my clients. I'm very much invested in their success, very much so. And me personally, why not, if my body, since I have type 2 diabetes on both sides of my family, right? Insulin resistance is running strong. We tend to be on the heavier side, and I'm constantly, that's my life, is avoiding that. So keeping my eye on these things, what's going to make it easier for me to maintain it in the long run? I'm always keeping on top of that because that is important to me. So if you failed in the past, all I can tell you is that you want to put your mind in a positive mindset, connect with an expert, a coach who is in alignment with the goals that you have for yourself and that you feel confident can help you reach that goal, because either they've done it for themselves or they've helped other people done it. And just take action, have faith, and be diligent and consistent. And as you're going through the journey, document everything, because there's no such thing as failures. There's learning lessons, right? If a raw food diet didn't work for you, why did it not work for you? What kind of foods were you eating? Was it an issue with the meal prep? How did you organize yourself around that? Were you eating too little, eating too much, sedentary, too active, right? Because too active, especially for women whose body is already under chronic stress, can have you gaining weight. I personally have had an experience with this. Intermittent fasting, I've heard of people fasting in a way that's not in alignment with their hormones and having negative consequences to this. I've had a positive experience always with fasting, but understanding how women should do it and how our hormonal cycle is making a difference with this. And even if you are beyond a cycling, menstrual cycle, where you're in menopause, also knowing what is going to make the difference for you, right? Women over 50 who have already hit menopause, the body is different. The hormones are different, and so you have to treat it differently in order to get the stubborn fat off. You want to know the tips and tricks for weight loss resistance, and I cover all of that in my coaching programs. So if you are interested in that, I'll make sure to post a link, because we have a program, a 6-month program coming up where I'm doing offering custom meal planning and 6 months weekly live group coaching. So if you are interested in that, I'll make sure to post the link. But I want to assure you and give you some encouragement that if you feel like you've tried everything and nothing works for you, I trust and believe you haven't tried everything, and everything that you have tried is really gold. It's something that you want to bring to, if you decide to join my program, you bring it to a meeting with me and we can scrub through everything you've done and look under the rocks that have been left unturned to see where we can tweak to get you the results that you're looking for. With any goal, there's patience needed and a calm attitude about it. Instead of beating yourself up, just looking at it logically without the emotion, because the body, we just want to nourish the body. We want a healthy body. We want a body that works for us to carry us through this life experience. We don't want to be in a negative, sad relationship with our body, right? So we just want a positive mindset and just learn from everything that we've experienced. This has a lot to teach us.